And if you've seen the film, you know there's a whole section on the film that goes through a montage of American aggression against the Third World for the past century or so, and it talks about in the film George W. Bush using fear to manipulate the population in order to get them to support a bigger defense budget, in order to get them to support Patriot Acts or to go to the next war. That's what the film's about. So the comments to me seemed completely appropriate because it was about the film. If I'd made a film about birds, I would have said something about birds. If I'd made a film about insects, I would have said something about insects. But I made a film about the American culture of violence in a week in which we had invaded another country to take human lives for what? In self-defense? You know, I don't know how you were raised, but I was raised in an Irish Catholic home, and they sent us to Catholic schools, and we were taught that it is a sin to take another human life. It is immoral. It is the ultimate immorality to take the life of another human being. And you are never allowed to do that unless it is in true self-defense. In other words, if your life is directly threatened or the lives of those around you, it is okay then to use violence to try to stop the violence. But that is the only time that it's allowed. Who in this room believes that Saddam Hussein was going to kill you tonight, or this week, or this month? Had Iraqis threatened you? Where were the weapons of mass destruction? Where was the information from the CIA that they kept promising to give to the weapons inspectors of these weapons of mass destruction? Well, he might do it. Well, yeah. You know, and this guy down in the end, you know, might beat me to a pulp tonight. Would you like to see me leap off the stage right now and beat him to a pulp first? No. I'm a nonviolent person. That will not happen.